Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Moment of Empowerment. This is your radio talk hostess, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Welcome to our weekly broadcast. Prophet Charisse, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am, Apostle. I am on the line.
Glory to God. I truly am excited about what the Lord is going to release unto his people on today. Amen. We're going to go ahead and dive right on in. We're going to open up with prayer. Glory to God. And then we're just going to let the Lord just have his way. Amen. Father God,
Amen.
It is in the name of Jesus that we bless you on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us to come together one more time by way of radio, that someone, Lord God, can be healed, delivered, and set free. Now, God, we ask you to be in our midst, and we ask you, Lord, to speak a word by way of radio that's going to cause someone's life to be transformed. Have your way even through this broadcast on today. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen and glory to God. So we're going to just go ahead and just dive right on in. I'm just excited about the topic that the Lord has given unto us to share with the people of God on today. And we're going to be talking about corporate prayer. Prophet Charisse, can you go ahead and just go right on in and just begin to just give us what the Lord has given you regarding corporate prayer, and then we'll just go back and forth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Greetings, Apostle. It's always good to be in your company. I just love, you know, just dialoguing with you and having the opportunity to come on and do the show with you. But I want to just talk about today. We need to talk about the urgency of prayer. I mean, we are literally in a time where God is saying, come up higher, come closer, and get on your face and get on your knees in prayer. But the problem is many are not responding to prayer. Why? Because they're paying attention to what's going on around them. A lot of people are leaders and people in the body are not adhering to prayer. And it is a huge problem. Why? Because prayer produces. Nothing produces in the earth without prayer.
My Lord.
We have to have a steady prayer life, because if we're going to birth anything, if we're going to see God hand move, if we're going to produce anything, it's going to happen in prayer. And what I'm seeing more and more is that people are not praying. Leaders, the leadership, you know, you have people in leadership that are not praying. And what is happening is they're being weakened. What is happening is, you know, they're falling, you know, back into the world. What is happening is the enemy is, you know, literally, you know, just running amok because we're not standing together in prayer. But today we're talking about corporate prayer and the power of corporate prayer. I want to read Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20, because it tells us about corporate prayer. It tells us about the power of agreement in prayer. And it says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
I just
believe that if we, you know, we say this verse, we hear this verse, we talk about this all the time, but what we don't do is we don't come in agreement in prayer. We have to have someone, and we have to have people that were coming in corporately in agreement in prayer. Because the Bible is saying that if we touch, you know, on anything, that it's going to be done. So we have to be on one accord in prayer corporately, because there is strength in numbers. And so there's power in the agreeing on a thing.
Yes.
There's power when me and you come together and we agree on a thing. There's power. Why? Because it's me and you have agreed on it, and Christ is in the midst of it.
Amen. And, you know, and one thing that you find, because you see it so often in the body of Christ, I was looking, I'm always looking at statistics. And one of the statistical pieces of information that I have seen, and it is so, and it has been proven to be true, is that only 3% out of 100, out of every 100 pastors or leaders, only 3 have a sound prayer life.
My
and that's
God.
A very disturbing number, because 97% of people are not praying. They're not seeking the face of God. They're not asking God, God, what is your will? They're not coming together in one accord in unity. And, you know, we see all the time that there are so many places that you can congregate together where the power of God is not made manifest there. And when you begin to look at the reason why, is because there is no prayer. One thing that I have found as being an apostle is that all I got to do is listen to you pray, and I can tell where you are in your walk with God. But we're getting to a point now, Prophet, where the people don't have the power because they're not spending time with God through prayer. And when we begin to talk about corporate prayer, you know, that is something that is so strategic. Remember, on God was given to you that He's going to be revealing things through strategies and strategically unto His people. But a key element to the release of the strategies into the earth realm that we can release what God is saying with accuracy is going to be working through prayer. We cannot hear the voice of God if we're not communicating with God. Heaven is waiting to move in the earth realm, and the release of it all is going to come through prayer. There must be a move on earth before there is a move in heaven. It is not heaven that binds first, but earth. And the thing about that is that when we begin to pray, it's going to cause a shifting in the earth realm that is going to come straight from heaven.
My God.
Straight from heaven.
Absolutely.
And in the book of Matthew, when it said again, that means that Jesus had already said this before. He said, truly, I tell you, He didn't say that 500 had to agree. He said, if any two on earth would agree by anything, we can agree right here on this line right now, and heaven will line up with what we're petitioning God for. Isn't that an awesome thing to know? That as we are agreeing one with another, that the heavens and the portals of heaven are open unto us. So as we agree, as we agree and touch and agree one with another, the hand of God will begin to move and cause the release that the people of God needed to the earth realm. And He said right there, He said, and for them, my Father in heaven, for where two or three gather in my name, He said, there I am in the midst. He didn't say that He needed a whole lot. He just said all He needed was two or three. Glory to God. And like you said, there is unity, there is power. Where there is unity and where there is numbers, when we can corporately come together as the body and begin to touch and agree. The Bible said, even in 2 Chronicles, He said, if my people which are called by my name will begin to humble themselves and pray and seek my face, He said, that we would hear from heaven and that He would hear the land. That is how we are, that is how we will hear from heaven, is through prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Absolutely, Apostle. I mean, even while you were speaking, I felt the power of God come in. And another thing is, a lot of times, you know, with prayer, a lot of people, you know, they don't want to pray because they don't want to pray the will of God. A lot of people have their own agendas, and we must understand one thing, that we can't get in prayer and pray our agendas, but we need to pray the plan and the will of God for our lives, for God to manifest it. God is not involved in our plans and agendas for our lives. He is involved with His will for our lives. And so a lot of times that we want to get in prayer and we want to tell God what to manifest. God is not having that. What we're going to do and what we need to do is we need to follow the guidelines and the blueprint God has already released, and we need to come in agreement with that.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that is a very powerful and profound statement right there. It's not our will that we should be praying so many times. We are so busy, just like you said, selfishly praying what we want. And then at that point, we tap over into a realm of the demoniac, because whenever you are praying against the will of God, you get into a whole different realm, the realm of darkness, where the witchcraft and all of that stuff supersedes.
Oh, yeah.
And then at that point, God is not in those types of prayers. But when we pray, God, let your will be done, then at that point, we are coming into agreement with God. And when we come into agreement with God, he can't help but move. He can't help but bless. He can't help but do whatever it is that, the people of God are needing for him to do.
My God.
You know, and that is critical in this hour. You know, even when we think about the church on hold, we are so busy praying God for the numbers. But as God is saying in this hour, he said it's not even about how many people are in a place that's going to determine whether the power of God is made manifest there. It's when the people are in the divine will of God that the glory can come in and begin to consume the place. And the aim of prayer meeting and coming together is to get heaven to open, hallelujah, and to get the glory of God to be released into the earth realm that is going to cause the people to walk in victory, that is going to cause the people to walk in the manifested things that God has already predestined for their lives. It's in that perseverance, it's in that getting into his presence that is going to cause this release to take place in the earth realm. Oh, I feel God on this line. Even on today, Prophet, I feel that God is going to release some things into the life of his people, even as we are coming together in unity, one with another. The power of God is going to be made manifest right where somebody is sitting and listening to this broadcast on this evening.
In the name
the power
of Jesus.
God is going to cause me.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus.
In somebody's situation on today that may have felt like they were walking in a place of defeat, I feel the Holy Ghost say that the power of God is going to come in right where they are and begin to sup right there with them. We are talking about corporate prayer on this evening.
Hallelujah. I feel glory. Apostle,
hallelujah.
I'm telling you, God is on this line tonight, and you made such an excellent point that if we can come together and be on one accord, just like the day of Pentecost, and let the glory fall, we don't have to do no work. If we can come together and provoke the glory to fall, we don't have to do no work, because God will come in and do it all. But a lot of times we want to do everything. We want our flesh to move. We want to get up and we want to lay hands. But if we can put that energy into prayer, then the glory will fall, and we don't have to do it. And the glory will fall. And God can do the work.
Yes, even in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, Jesus said, you, meaning the church, that's us, we will have received power. The reason why the body of Christ is so defenseless against the enemy is because they are not praying, and therefore they have not received the power. A couple of things about the when the disciples were in the upper room, they came together on one accord, and they were seeking God. They had the same agenda. They had the same motive. They wanted to receive a touch from God, and the very power of God came, and it rested on them. And at that point, that was when the Holy Ghost just began to consume them. And the people of God, the power and the glory of God was so prevalent right there with them that the people could not even stand under the glory of God. And that is the power of a praying church. And when a church comes together and they begin to pray, that is heaven's outlet in the earth realm. That is when the very power of God can come in and the people can be healed, the people can be delivered, the people can be set free, because the power resides there. And those evil altars that have been built up will begin to dismantle. Oh, God, they will begin to dismantle themselves because of the glory of God that is resting in a place.
Yes.
And you don't have to do anything, just like what you said, because the power of God is there.
Yes.
It began to work the miracles, and the signs and the wonders just began to unfold. Oh, God. I feel God right here on this line on tonight. People don't understand and realize they want the power of God to be prevalent in their life. Begin to pray more. Begin to seek God. Begin to petition Him.
Glory to God.
And as you do that, oh, God,
Yes, Papa. He's just unbelievable. And you know what? You made an interesting point. I just wanted to touch on that, Apostle. We got to begin to walk in the Spirit. Because as long as we're in the flesh, we're not going to pray. The Bible said that the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we have to walk in the Spirit. That's the first thing we got to do. We got to come out of our flesh in this hour. We got to out of our flesh and step into the Spirit. Because if we don't step and walk in the Spirit, we're not going to pray. We're not going to pray. The flesh don't want to pray. The flesh don't want to read. The flesh don't want to study. The flesh does not want to pray. So until we can come out of our flesh and begin to walk in the things of the Spirit, we're not going to be able to pray.
And, you know, the Lord gave me an analogy about this, and this has been a while back. And one thing that the Lord was saying is that we are spiritual beings.
Yes.
We are 90% spirit and 10% flesh. But it's that 10%, that fleshly aspect, that have a greater dominion of ruling in the life of the believers. And if we can get that 10%, which is that flesh, to submit to the Spirit of God, we can walk in a greater place of dominion. We can walk in a greater place of authority. And when, the thing about it, Prophet, is that God gave man dominion in the earth. Man lost dominion in the earth, that was when they lost that power and the enemy began to deceive them. But I just believe with everything that's within me, if we can get back to praying, and then we can get back to that corporate unity of prayer, coming into agreement with the things of God, our flesh will be succumbed to our spirit, oh God. And we will be able to pray even when we don't feel like it. You see, man has given that 10% of themselves to rulership. Therefore, that 10% of us, which is flesh, control whether we pray, because we base it on what we feel like, but not on who God is. We base it on what we feel like.
And you just said something, Apostle, because it all really falls back on who, you know how we feel about God or how much we love God. Because no matter what we're doing, really, it all comes back to the point of how much do we love God.
Yes.
Because if the Bible says, if you love me, then keep my commandments.
Yes, yes.
And that's what the word said.
Yes, and even in you know, God is trying to get this word out corporately to the body of Christ because it is a message that is going to cause his people to walk in triumph and victory. Even in the Sunday school lessons that have been preached all over America on the past Sunday, it was talking about how God is petitioning his people to pray. God is petitioning his people to seek his face even the more, so that we can hear from him and that he can release his manifested promises into the earth realm. But he said something that was critical. He said, if we will not seek him, he will not answer. He will not respond to our petitions. So critical. We have to understand that we don't only pray when there's a need, but it's in that time of praying when we don't need anything. Prayer is a form of worship unto God. It is something that we do diligently because we are desiring to seek the face of the Lord Jesus. And when we come together to pray, God hangs around those who don't mind worshiping him, those that have that relationship with him. Relationship with God is going to cause the release of the miracles that we are standing in the need of in the earth realm, even at this time. God is saying, if you will pray, he said, I will do a thing. When we come together, it caused the hand of the enemy to be bound and confound unto the life of the children of God.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just agree with you 100%, Apostle. I mean, we have to get to that point, you know, that we understand that we have been given authority over the enemy. We have been given power to tread over serpents. And unless we believe that, see, and a lot of times we don't want to pray because we don't believe it in the first place. We don't believe the word. We don't believe we have power, and we don't believe it works. So we have to get in our mind and change our mindset and believe the word. Because if you don't believe it, I'm not going to, you know, faith without works is dead. So what happens is I don't believe the word, so I'm not moving on it. I'm not going to move on it because I don't believe it.
And you know,
so I'm not going to pray because I don't believe. I'm not going to pray because I don't believe prayer works. So it's really really an issue in our mind.
Yes, yes. And you know, we were looking at the scripture James 5:16, and it says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and it is effective."
Yes.
When you are walking in the divine will of God according to the purpose and the plan that God has for your life, God promised that our prayers are going to be powerful and they're going to be effective. And when you think about something being powerful, it means that it's going to cause a transformation, it's going to cause a shift, it's going to cause a change to come. And it's going to be effective. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're praying about, whatever we are petitioning about, and we're coming into agreement with the divine will of God, it's going to be effective. That means that something is going to happen when you pray.
Yes. Absolutely.
So if the enemy can keep you bound to sin, he can stop you from praying. And a lot of times people are so bound to sin, they're so bound to unbelief. People don't realize that when we doubt God, that's sin. When we don't think God is going to do it, the issues of the mind, that is when we're sinning against God, because now we're saying, God, I don't believe that you can do it. I don't believe that you will do it. But you are strengthened. We strengthen one another when we come together, just like what we're doing by airways. We are coming together and we are agreeing and we are releasing it out to the people of God. That is where the power is going to come. And I just believe that the power of God is going to hit the listeners even as they are listening to what God is saying by way of airways. A change is going to begin to come in their life. Many have been agreeing for a change to come, and nothing has been happening. But that is, it could have been because no one was agreeing with them. That is the power of corporate prayer. When two are coming together, now we are a corporation. And because we are releasing what God is saying into the life of those that are listening, a change shall come. And I decree it by airwave that we shall receive a manifestation to some answers to some of those prayers, those things that have been on the hearts and the minds of the people of God, just by way of airwaves. I believe it by faith.
Amen. And I'm in agreement with you, Apostle, 100%. The Lord also spoke to me, and he gave me a couple of things about praying. And in this hour, you know, we have to understand one thing, that we have to know who we're praying with. See, if you're praying, you know, with the enemy, if you're praying, we have to know who's laboring among us. Because many times what is happening is we're praying and we're seeking God, and then you have somebody that you're praying with, and you're literally giving your blueprints, and you are turning over your everything to the enemy. And so we need to know this hour who labors among us. Who are we praying with? Because it has a lot to do with, you know, the prayers going up. If you got somebody counteracting your prayers while you're praying, you know, it's a struggle in the spirit realm. I just believe that, you know, in this hour, that this is a critical time to see the things that God has promised for us to move forward and to continue to move forward. We got to get on our knees and we got to pray. It's time out for us just watching the news and the things that happen. We got to get on our knees and change the news and how things happen, because we have the power and we have the authority to literally change what is reported on the news. But we're too busy sitting back, you know, marveling. We're marveling, oh, my God, somebody else got shot today. But we're supposed to be praying. If we're praying every day, you know, continuously, then a lot of this stuff will be brought down. We can bring down strongholds and demons and things like that. But, you know, if we're not going to take the time, you know what I'm saying, and devote ourselves to prayer, then nothing's going to happen in the earth. Nothing's gonna change in the earth unless we get in our head and get in our heart and get in our mind that we must pray.
Amen. And you said something, Prophet, that was so, so critical. I myself have been an intercessor for over 15 years. And out of my time of interceding for the people of God and for praying and, you know, being on various prayer lines and, you know, going abroad and teaching different people about prayer strategies or praying the will of God or just simply talking about prayer just in general, it is critical that you be very mindful of who you have to agree with you in prayer. You can be getting your enemy, like you said, to touch and agree with you in prayer. And, you know, one thing that you found is that that's why the spirit of discernment is also very critical. When you are laying your heart out to someone and you want them to agree with you in prayer, but all at the same time, they're praying your demise and they're praying that you crumble. They pray that you fall. They're praying that the ministry that God has placed on the inside, which you would never manifest. They're praying that you would become so discouraged that you forget about who you really are. They're praying that sickness would fall on your body. They're praying that disease would hit you. They're praying that the enemy, that you would fall into a hole. But so you've got to be able to recognize, but it only comes through having a strong prayer life, because you can be praying and God will reveal to you that the enemy is amongst you. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost even on this line. The enemy will listen. He will be right there in your midst, and he will be praying your demise and be praying for you to fall. So you've got to have that key discernment, and that's when the corporate prayer comes into even the more of a place of importance, because if one do not recognize the enemy, another should. Oh, God. And the thing about that is, Prophet, is that when the enemy recognizes that now, I recognize that Prophet Sharice know that I'm not her, I'm not with her, but I'm her Judas that's right there with her. Then the enemy is going to back away. When he knows that you have a prayer life, he's going to do one of two things. Either he's going to get delivered or he's going to back away. You see, because when the enemy know and recognize that, you know, that you're strategic in prayer, you have a prayer life. See, a lot of things that people don't understand, even about spiritual warfare and about praying corporate prayers, is that Satan recognizes when you have power and authority. Even with the sons of Sceva, you know, they said, Paul and Silas, you know, the enemy began to speak back, and he said, Paul and Silas, I know, but who are you? He will recognize that you don't know who you are because you don't have prayer life. You're not seeking God.
Right.
So the enemy know that I can buff you. I can buff that one. I can do this to that one, because they're not going to recognize. But when I guarantee you, when you begin to pray and you develop that prayer life and you have a prayer partner, someone that you know is strategic in prayer and that has spent some time with God, the enemy is going to flee. If they don't get delivered, they're going to flee, because now they're going to know that, oh, they recognize that I'm actually not for them. I'm against them. They're going to back away. They're going to begin to back away.
They see me.
They're going to begin to back away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, a lot of times that's exactly what's happening. You know, our discernment has to be sharpened like never before in this hour, Apostle. We need the sharpest discernment ever in this hour, and we need to be strategic. Just like, you know, the Bible says, you know, pray without ceasing. You know, that's continuous.
Yes.
You know, we have to pray every day. You know, not once or twice a week. This is a constant thing. Deliverance is constant and prayer is constant. Those are things that are constant. You have to be consistent in prayer.
Amen. Amen. And even this teaching has just been phenomenal on this evening. And I bless God for the opportunity to come by way of airwaves and just release what God is saying, you know, that we've got to get back to corporate prayer. We've got to rediscover the power that would be released into our life if we would just pray, if we would just seek God consistently. And that is so important as well in your prayer life, is to be consistent. Prayer originates, of course, in the heart of God, and it is revealed to the church through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray simple, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God is, you know, when the church prays, the real focus should be on what is in the heart of God, that his kingdom, his power, and his glory will be released and revealed on earth as it is in heaven. Prophet, due to time, say, can you go ahead and just give us any final nuggets that the Lord is giving you to release into the life of the people of God? And then if you'll be just so kind and just close on out, and we're going to leave on that note, because I believe that God is giving you something that needs to be released that's going to put a sealant in the spirit of those that are listening on today. So oftentimes, you know, there's a hole that's in someone's life, and they hear what God is saying, but it quickly leaks back out. But I believe that God is going to give you a sealant that is going to cause what has been released to be able to be retained in the life of the believers. And then from that, we're just going to go ahead and just close on out, and we just encourage the people of God to just join us each Tuesday night as we release what's on the heart of God into the life of the people of God. And I bless God for you, Prophet Sharif, who is an end-time prophet that the Lord is just raising up to use mightily in these end-time days. Glory to God.
Well, I just want to say this. I want to just end with this. I believe this. I believe if we would just take the time out to begin to, you know, just start praying, you know, you might not be able to pray, you know, an hour, but we have to start somewhere, and we have to start fast. Because if we don't start praying now, things are going to get much worse than they are already. And so we are in position. We are in position, and we have authority to bring God's will into manifestation in the earth. So what we have to do is we have to begin to rise up and rise up corporately in prayer so that we can go forth and do what it is that God has called us to do. We have to pray for the you know, the ones that are coming up now, and the ones that, you know, that'll be coming up in the future, because we have to unite in prayer. Unity and prayer is power. Unity and prayer is power. And so, Lord Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for this message tonight, oh Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you raise up prayer warriors in this hour. Raise up mighty intercessors like never before, Lord God. Put it in our hearts. Put it in our minds. Put it in our ever most deepest being to pray, oh Father God. Give us the spirit of prayer. Oh, Father God, give us a wanting to pray. Give us a hunger and a thirst to seek your face in this hour and to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Everyone, do be blessed, and thank you for joining us for the Moment of Empowerment. Until next week, do be blessed. God bless you, Prophet Sharif.
God bless you, Apostle. I love you.
Love you too. Amen.